countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a KU band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3,
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great week. It's almost over. Oh, Lord, it's almost over, you know? Oh, we're here to empower you, though. Yes, yes. We have solutions to everyday problems. Okay, so we're all most of them, anyway. We're going to empower you this hour, and thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio, Herb Talk Live. We are going to be talking about zinc, because if you don't have zinc, you're going to sink. Yes, zinc is really important to the body, one of those minerals you can't do without, and I'm going to go over why, how, when, where, how you can get some and, be healthier and, live to see another day. Also, if we get time, we're going to touch on that topic we missed last time about liquid extracts, and also we'll see how the hour rolls. We may have time to sneak in some things regarding toxins in medical treatments, so we'll see how it goes. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, got to tell you guys that Rad Meters, the people that put out those very affordable and quality meters to measure your dirty electricity, you know, from your computers to your modems to your cell phones and microwave, office and home. See what, you know, kind of electromagnetics you're exposed to, and then you can take steps to minimize that. They have a special 10% off in the month of January, so you can go to the powerherbs.com website and click on their banner. It's on the links page, rad meters, and just ask for the 10% off discount, and they'll be happy to help you out. I have one of their meters. It is awesome. I go around measuring things all the time. My kids think, well, Mom, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm measuring dirty electricity. And they're looking at me like I'm crazy. But, you know, it's a fact. It's there. Got to also let you know the Seattle Organics folks, SeattleOrganicRestaurants.com. They have some nutritional articles you may want to read on their website. You can go to their banner also on the links page at thepowerherbs.com. And if you need help with diet changes and things like that, they are the folks that are going to be very informative. So check out SeattleOrganicRestaurants.com. It's on the website at thepowerherbs.com. Also, let's see, coming up, this month is flying by. But coming up Tuesday, we're going to be talking with Dr. Christine Horner. Yeah, she's going to enlighten us on some other information regarding cancer, breast cancer. So we're going to ask her. And then the following Tuesday on the 29th, Pete Serque, I guess that's how you pronounce his name, Serque, he's author of The Fitness Revolution for Men and Women. It's a book for each sex. So we're going to check that out. And also Dr. Julian Ford and John Wortman are going to be with us on the 31st about your brain on stress and how we can de-stress ourselves. So lots to talk about in the upcoming shows. And a big salute and Semper Fi to our military, praying for our righteous men and women in uniform and our righteous law enforcement all over this nation. Mm-hmm. And all for righteous men and women everywhere, praying for God's hand of protection be upon us, asking us to be strong, keep the faith, you know, mind the time, folks, draw near to the Lord because the time grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. What's on the cracker tonight? Oh, let's see, more spending on breast cancer screening. Might want to talk with Christine next week on this. More spending on the breast cancer screening, but it doesn't improve detection, according to some new research. All that new and expensive breast cancer screening, all those techniques, don't appear to be providing any greater health benefits to women than the less expensive older techniques. According to a study, researchers at Yale School of Medicine, and their report is published in the Journal of JAMA, Internal Medicine. The researchers said Medicare is spending about $1 billion each year on breast cancer screening, but it equals the $1.36 billion that they're spending on treating the disease. According to researcher Gary Gross, you know, not expecting screening costs to be nearly that high was kind of, you know, a shocker to them. Because he says you could argue that when it comes to screening, that if you invest more in screening, you should spend less in treatment, but they didn't find that. Researchers also found the amount of money that Medicare is spending on breast cancer screening varied, you know, by region in the United States, ranging from anywhere from a $40 screening to $110 screening. Also, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force no longer recommends screening women that are over the age of 74 for breast cancer, but Medicare is spending $400 million every year on that populace for breast cancer screening. What else we have in the quack report? Well, if you don't want breast cancer, if you don't want any kind of cancer, get some dandelion root. Did you hear about that? New research out of Canada? Yep. Windsor University Medical College. They found out that cancer is killed, all kinds of cancer, with the dandelion root. Makes the cancer cell commit suicide and leaves all the healthy cells, well, alone. So dandelion root, folks, put it on your salad. Or get a tincture of dandelion root. Folks at Apothecary Herbs have that. What else in the cracker? Kidney disease requires magnesium, according to some new findings. Chronic kidney disease has its own initials now. It's called CKD. And it also morphs into mineral and bone disorder, also abbreviated as MBD. So modern science is saying, modern medicine is saying chronic kidney disease is an epidemic, but they're blaming it on obesity, hypertension, smoking, and other lipid disorders. But they admit they really can't tell exactly what's causing it. Well, they're not going to want to find out, even if they do know what's causing it. I suspect they do know. But if they find the cause and share that with you, that means you're going to be well and don't need them. So medical tests are saying that calcium and magnesium compete with each other, but actually they are counter-regulatory. They're necessary for the body to absorb calcium. So a great deal of difference between kidney disease folks and kidney failure, okay? Doctors are avoiding to determine a patient's health. It's the same treatment regardless. You know, if you're in kidney disease but not kidney failure yet, you get the same treatment as when you're in kidney failure. So treatment approaches are actually making the magnesium deficiency worse, according to some new research. So, hey, if you want some healthy magnesium, get some Celtic sea salt. What else do we have in the quack report? Hepatitis C drug is linked to fatal skin reaction. Ooh. Yeah, as reported by Army Times and other reports, in Civic, a popular drug for hepatitis C has been implicated and causing some fatal skin reactions in at least two hepatitis C patients worldwide. And the drug appears to be especially deadly when used in combination with another hepatitis C drug called Victrilis. Now, Incivic is manufactured by Vertex Pharmaceuticals, and Sictrivilis is manufactured by Merck & Company. They both came on the market in 2011 to treat hepatitis C. And since then, the FDA has received 112 reports of patients developing some very strong and serious skin conditions, particularly as a result of using Incivic. So because of this, the FDA has decided we're going to update the packaging insert on the drug, warning users of the dangers. So the new warning reads like this. If you're going to use Incivic, it says skin rashes are common with Incivic combination treatment. And it also goes on to say, sometimes these skin rashes and other skin reactions can become serious, require treatment in a hospital, and may lead to death. Patients with genotype 1 chronic hepatitis C are the ones that are most often advised to get the Incivic and Victrilis combination drugs. Okay. Whew. Moving along. Hepatitis, yes, don't want that. Moving on. Last but not least in the quack report, hey, this is good news. Walking regularly will slash stroke risk in women by 50%. Yeah, don't be inactive, folks. It undermines your health. You get chronic illnesses, and inactivity in the United States probably going to lead to some kind of disease and death, and particularly lack of exercise has been linked to along with really, really poor diets with processed food, it's been linked to cancer, dementia, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and stroke. And the stroke incidence is affecting about 425,000 women every year. And researchers from Spain have published their results of a study in the Journal of Stroke, and they determined that if you walk at least 3 hours per week, it's going to reduce your risk of stroke among women by about 50%. So get out those sneakers, folks, and get to getting. Walk around the block. Walk 6 days a week for about 20 minutes a day, 6 days a week, and you got it covered. 50% reduction in the threat of stroke. I mean, that can't be beat, guys. That's inexpensive therapy. It's healthy for you. Get some fresh air, and just go do it. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. All right, we're going to talk about zinc because you're going to sink without your zinc. This is true. And one thing you don't want to be without, especially during the cold and flu months, is zinc. Now, most people know you know, that zinc is important for your immune system. And zinc is also important for healthy nails to help wounds heal really fast. It's needed during pregnancy. It improves virility, you guys out there, and also improves our senses. So how do you know if you're getting enough zinc? Well, we're going to find out. Let's look at a little bit of zinc history first. You know, zinc was first used as a metallic alloy. The ancient statues and ornaments had zinc in them, and they have been unearthed dating back as far as 2,500 years ago. So how did zinc get its name? Well, it's believed that a German alchemist, Paracelsus, he named the mineral in the medieval period in one of his books called Liber Mineralium, the second edition. And so he wrote about the crystal form zinc with its needle-like structure, and he called it zincum or zincon. And over the centuries, zinc has been called Indian tin, calamine, and spinter. Now, it's believed that the first use of zinc for medicinal use was in India between the 13th and 16th century, where it is mentioned in the ancient Avarit text called Shakira Samhita. So China also discovered zinc in the 1700s. And Europe didn't use zinc until about the 1800s when they imported it. They started importing it from China. Now, during the early discovery of zinc, it was known as an inexpensive metal because of how it was mined. In 1746, a German chemist, André Margaff, he developed the extraction of zinc by heating it with carbon. So the largest zinc mine in the world is in Red Dog Mine, and that's located in Alaska. Over the centuries, the study of zinc shows that it's a unique metal, and it's used to remove impurities from water. It is in your cosmetics. It's used to coat steel to prevent corrosion, and it's the key alloy in making brass. So without zinc, your cell phone would not work, because zinc is in your batteries. Well, let's talk about, has your zinc sunk? Well, are there any signs that you may have low zinc? Well, usually one of the first signs is that you take longer to heal from injuries, cuts, and infections. You may even have a loss of appetite and nothing appeals to you. So your smell mechanisms are off as well. So zinc deficiency will affect our human senses. Now, if the mineral is not replenished, the next stage of zinc deficiency is you'll have a loss of energy and you may feel pretty lethargic. Mental health issues can also manifest. And the arteries of the body can harden. And you can get skin rashes. They can appear along with hair loss can materialize. So if children suffer from zinc depletion, it can stunt their growth and delay the onset of puberty. Pregnant women who are low in zinc, they risk damaging the fetus because zinc is used in cell division and growth in the development of the baby. And certain medicinal conditions can put, you know, people at a greater risk if zinc gets low, such as patients with sickle cell anemia. Red blood cells are supposed to be rich with zinc, and without it, the cells break apart. And when this happens, what little zinc there is going to leave the body through the urine. Well, let's talk about zinc depletion for a second. Where we find the most zinc deficient people are those who are relying on their grains as a source of zinc. So whole grains have zinc binding substances called phthalates, which attach to zinc, but it blocks the absorption. So what else can cause you to have zinc that goes down, or your zinc to sink, as we say? Well, if you are a strict vegetarian and you omit all animal foods like meat, eggs, milk, and cheese, then you can run the risk of zinc depletion unless you get it another way. Vegetarians tend to eat more grains, which will block zinc absorption. Now, if you drink alcohol, which is above moderation, it also interferes with the absorption of zinc, and you're going to accelerate the zinc loss through urine. Pregnancy and breastfeeding will lower zinc nutrition, and women need to take care to replenish that. And the elderly, they tend to be low in zinc due to their poor eating habits, limited budgets, and if they're living alone, they don't bother to cook for themselves. So zinc is very important to all life. If soil becomes zinc deficient, we have crop failure. And currently it's estimated that in the United States and in many other countries, there is a 30% loss of zinc from rice, wheat, and corn. So we're not getting our mineral zinc as much as we should. Now, are there some over-the-counter products? Are there drugs that can sink your zinc, as we're saying? Well, there are many prescription meds and over-the-counter drugs that will strip the zinc from your body. So here's a brief list. If you take prescription diuretics, they're going to cause the body to void out more minerals, including zinc. If you're on antacids, if you're on anti-inflammatory drugs like your prednisone, hydrocortisone, or non-steroidal drugs, your anticonvulsants, your birth control drugs, cardiovascular drugs, and ulcer drugs will deplete your zinc. And drug companies, well, they're not required to do nutrient depletion studies on their products. So it is a shame that millions of people are experiencing drug-induced nutrient depletion and the medical establishment is ignoring it. So I want you to be careful when you're selecting the right multivitamin, as more supplement companies are being bought out by pharmaceutical companies. So I would look for whole food supplements made with organic nutrients, which are not missing any of the photochemicals put there by our creator, which helps you to absorb everything properly. Now, can you get too much zinc? Well, it's kind of hard to overdose on zinc, but if you think that you have too much, then there are some symptoms. Yes, there are. You would have vomiting and diarrhea, and that'll happen if you're taking high doses of a zinc, usually in a supplement form. Okay, so taking too much zinc can produce also a copper deficiency in the body. So you need copper to protect your bones, your hemoglobin, your red blood cells, and your skin. But like I said, it's really hard to overdose on zinc. Now let's talk about some foods that are rich in zinc. You can beef up your diet with some foods that have zinc and avoid the depletion issue. Now, this food list is going to be in order from highest to lowest in your zinc nutrient. Oysters, wheat germ, beef, turkey, crab, liver, cheese, pumpkin seeds, squash, beans, nuts, fish, and eggs. So you can add that a little bit more to the diet and get some more zinc in there. Now, there are some herbs that are high in zinc, so if you can't get to those foods in the diet, you can try to find herbal supplements. Most of us really don't have time these days to make well-prepared meals. Modern living has a majority of families eating out or microwaving something to eat. So if this is how you approach eating, I would encourage you to change the eating habits and make your own meals. And for those who need to rely on more of the supplement part, and you don't want synthetic supplements or vitamins with fillers in them, you want to use the whole food types, then look for supplements that have bilberry, skullcap, capsaicin, which is your cayenne peppers, sage, pennyroyal, wild yam, spirulina algae, chickweed, echinacea root, astragalus root, nettle leaf, parsley, Siberian ginseng root, and Dalt's seaweed. And, of course, there are some spices that have zinc in them. They're high in zinc. So here's a brief list from the highest concentration listed first. Poppy seeds, cardamom, basil, celery seed, thyme, mustard seeds, caraway seeds, anise seed, dill seed, cumin, coriander, sage, turmeric, paprika, chili powder, curry, onion powder, tarragon, fennel seed, and ginger root. So what are some of the other benefits of zinc? Well, zinc will also offer use some protection against one of the most deadly diseases of modern civilization, and that is cancer. So how does it do that? Well, zinc will assist the immune system to keep cancer cells from spreading. So you want to get your zinc. And let's talk about some zinc support. The human body will depend on zinc, and zinc is important for enzyme and metabolism function. Without your zinc, your enzyme action will have no energy. You'll have poor digestion. You'll have a weak immune system. And, you know, men need zinc for healthy prostates. Teenagers need zinc for proper sexual development and to complete puberty. And our system also uses zinc to help detoxify our system. So zinc's an important mineral you don't want to neglect. So there are some whole foods zinc supplements. So if you're interested in the whole food zinc nutrition in supplement form, you can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have many products with herbs and spices that contain natural zinc. And for instance, you'll find zinc-rich herbs in their immune booster formula, Echinacea Deluxe, their female formulas, their prostate kit, the astragalus root tincture, the Siberian ginseng root tincture, their emotional stress formula, heart formula, thyme tincture, fennel seed tincture, ginger root tincture. They have a great digestion kit with the fennel seed in there and the ginger, and they also have the Body Foundation food mix with the spirulina algae. So you got some tools there. Zinc is all in their cold and flu package. Great products, great formulas, tried and true, tested over 60 years by Dr. John Christopher, founder of the School of Natural Healing in Springville, Utah. So these herbs, these formulas have testing behind them, clinically tested. So that's where your healthcare options just became endless. You can visit their website at thepowerherbs.com, or you can give them a call toll-free, get a free product catalog, or you can order on the phone at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And take advantage of their free stuff on Monday. If you order on Monday and your order's over $50, they have free stuff. So you get to pick what they're offering in the list of free stuff. And I think it's Celtic Sea Salt Grinder with the Celtic salt inside, and or a free copy of the Power Herbs ebook. So that free stuff list will change periodically, but free stuff on Monday. Who doesn't love free stuff? I love free stuff. Check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Of course, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Whew. I know we're coming up to a break, and we're going to empower you further on the other side, of course. But if you go to the website, thepowerherbs.com, sign up for the newsletters. Lots of health information and coupons in there. Gotta go. Be right back.
To the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
"007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live."
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll-free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll-free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Herbalist Wendy Wilson, and we are going to talk about the history of liquid extracts. Very important stuff, liquid extracts. Actually, that dandelion root that they just tested up at Windsor University Medical School in Canada that kills the cancer cells is a liquid extract. So in the good old days, the makers of herbal extracts, also called tinctures, didn't have to go through all the garbage that the industry is pretty much going through today. You can't be timid and use God's herbs to heal yourself. You just got to trust and go for it. You can't sit on the fence and use a little homeopathic stuff, a little herbal medicine here, and then go use your modern medicine, allopathic medicine over here. You can't think natural medicine and act like modern medicine. They're totally different. So it just doesn't produce the results you need if you're mixing drugs with your herbs. It's just not going to work. So if you want a cure, the FDA can't be your herbal advisor. That's pretty much it. Well, let's talk about making it like you mean it. If you're going to make herbal supplements today, they're different, actually, what they're making today than they did just 50 years ago, actually. Most companies today make more money, you know, pumping out the pills. And they are cheaper, they're faster to make than they are to make the herbal extracts or the tinctures. So they also don't have as long a shelf life, though, the pills, than the liquid extracts do. Now, in the 1800s, three brothers who had a talent for herbal medicine started their botanical business in Cincinnati, Ohio. And they were the Lloyd brothers, and they used all liquid extracts, which had a shelf life of 50 years. Now, they compiled a significant amount of literature from ancient texts on natural medicinal plants. The oldest of the brothers was John, and he was considered a pharmacist, and they also developed a number of formulas that were later patented. The second brother, Curtis, was a naturalist. He had a passion for discovering the botany aspects of plants. And the third brother, Nelson, he was acquainted with pharmacy work, but he was also the business brains of the three. So they grew a very modest pharmacy business into what is known as the Lloyd Brothers Empire by manufacturing herbal remedies in the 1800s. So in 1876, they were at the top of their game for the herbal extracts. 50-year shelf life. You know, you can still make extracts, herbal tinctures, with a 50 or 100-year shelf life, but the FDA doesn't like that. You better not say that. You know what I mean? So also the Lloyd brothers, they were famous for their echinacea liquid medicines. So they did have an eye for knowledge. Nelson Lloyd, he went at, you know, the brains, the business guy part of the three, he hired agents in Europe to buy as many rare books, journals, pamphlets on herbs as could be found. And they bought chemistry books, pharmacy textbooks, books on botany, books on fungus, and even scientific journals. So the collection of writing that they obtained was pretty astounding. Even Donald Trump couldn't afford to compile this collection if he tried to today. The Lloyd brothers were keen at picking out the important information and then formulating substances that worked. Now, these three were self-taught, and they didn't need a state or a federal government to give them permission to use what God gave us dominion over. So the Lloyd brothers obtained a wide and varied education. No university offered this education, and they developed their own style of writing. They would produce over 2,000 scientific articles and 12 books on their own natural medicines. And as their natural pharmacy business grew, because you can't grow a business when you're not doing stuff really, really well, so they knew their stuff. But Nelson steered the finances of the business very well, and they were able to preserve the vast library of information through a trust. And in 1908, the Lloyd Library was built. Now, if you visit this library today, you're going to be greeted with four floors containing journals, books, pamphlets, and various Lloyd memorabilia. Now, for an herb book freak like myself, walking the stacks of the Lloyd Library is a wonderful experience. They have special humidity-controlled areas that house the books that are 500 and 600 years old. and you'll find herb books from just about every corner of the world that you couldn't find in Europe today. Now, if you want knowledge of therapeutic benefits of fungus, for instance, and which pharmaceutical companies really don't have that information, you're going to find it under the microbial collection at the Lloyd Library. Now, this is somewhat like a library of Alexandria. That's, you know, my experience. Under one roof, you're going to find germs, information on germs, information on herbal medicine, information on herbal pharmacy, medicinal botany, pharmaceutical botany. I mean, these are really gems of information. So if you want to know how to make a really good herbal medicine or herbal extract, this is the place to find out how to do it. And natural healers the world over have wrote about working with plants to heal, and these works were used to teach hundreds of thousands of practitioners who used herbal medicine every day in their practices. So the Lloyd Library is housing over 170,000 volumes and more than 120,000 pamphlets, which the Lloyd brothers gathered in over a 100-year period. Wow. Now, the best part is that if you have access to this library, it's open to the public. Yes, you do have access. This library offers every visitor an herbal renaissance experience. So if you're there, you can check it out in Cincinnati, Ohio. So growing up with grandparents, my grandparents, they would often tell me that if you hold on to something long enough, it's going to come back into fashion and be worth something. I'm not really a collector or a pack rat, but I do understand that we've come full circle on many levels regarding health and healing issues. The Lloyd brothers made fantastic herbal formulas that were strong, powerful, and in your bloodstream in like a minute. And they also knew what their stuff, what stuff was real and what was fluff in the information that they gathered, and they avoided the fluff. And much of what they made is made its way into standardized traditions through herbalists. But you won't find their stuff in the pharmacopoeias. Okay, the pharmacopoeias have very weak formulations. So the Lloyd brothers knew that herbal researchers tend to write about herbs, but not about how to use them. And the Lloyd brothers made strong formulas because they used water and alcohol to extract the medicine from the plants. They learned how to use these herbs. They just didn't study them. They rolled up their sleeves, they got in the weeds, and they had some practical experience with them. Even the Hoxie Clinic used liquid formulas like this. So capsules and tablets were not the norm if you wanted an herb formula that worked and worked really fast. The methods for making capsules didn't start until 1834, and it didn't become a commercial process until 1933. So if you want standardized herbal formulas, you know, you can find them in most retail stores, herb shops. But if you want herb formulas similar to how the Lloyd brothers made them, then you want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. So you have a wide variety of products that you can select from with a money-back guarantee. So you can give them a call. Ask Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial their international number, 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. Of course, you can browse their website, thepowerherbs.com, and if you get an opportunity, sign up for their free online newsletters, HealthQuest and American Survival Newsletter. Two different newsletters with different information, of course, and the HealthQuest newsletter will have discount coupons for you to use on the powerherbs.com website or over the phone. So lots of free information. They go out weekly, the newsletters, to your email. You can share that information with family and friends, and of course sign up, opt in, opt out, whatever you want to do. But it's information that will empower you. And we're living in some interesting times, and I really do feel that you're going to have to take, you know, your health more seriously and learn to do things yourself. I really think that you're going to have to be more self-sufficient than ever before. All right, moving along. We're going to talk about some toxins and medical treatments. We've got a few minutes, so that's what we're going to do. You know, the vast majority of individuals don't realize the risks when receiving some modern medical treatments. Most of us can escape all this risk when we're being a little bit more proactive. You know, we're planning a healthy lifestyle. We research treatments if we have to get any. And, you know, we're doing our due diligence on, you know, detoxifying our system so we don't get sick. But by now, the realization is that certified AMA medical treatments outside of trauma really don't prevent illness at all. They actually may just postpone the inevitable a little bit, but there is no preventative treatment in modern medicine. There is no cure of the cause in modern medicine. It's manage the disease. That's what that their game is about. Because there's no money in curing you 100%. They want you to keep coming back. So what constitutes risk? Aside from the obvious risk from toxic drugs, anesthesia, and surgery, in hospitals, you are going to find that most of the hospital buildings in hospitals are contaminated. What do I mean? Well, they use powerful cleaning agents, maybe to disinfect and try to keep things sterile. However, they are also offering some potent chemical fumes and some toxic residues. Hospitals also employ routine pesticide applications in their food preparation and service areas. I mean, meals come up the elevator to the patient rooms, right? And when there's food, you got to spray. So this is going to be in most of your hospitals. Also, flowers and plants, although they're beautiful, and of course they may cheer up someone who's sick, do contain mold spores, fertilizers, and terpenes, which are chemicals from the plants. Numerous pathogens will circulate with each infected patient, which is admitted. So infectious diseases are acquired there while you're staying at the hospital. Some nosocomial infections are known to be picked up there. They're spread from patient to patient by way of the doctors, the nurses, the hospital staff workers. Okay, so this has been a long-term problem, which really is reflective of germ resistance and antibiotics. Mm-hmm. Well, let's say you have to have surgery. What are you in for there? Because not all, but most surgeries are from ignoring some early signs of illnesses. You know, sometimes it's an accident, but if it's not, you may have gotten the early warning signs, but you ignored those. So covering up symptoms with medications is going to eventually lead you to the OR. So surgeries from trauma or congenital defects are the exception. But statistically, there are so many surgeries in many different specialties, including elective plastic surgery, that the numbers would take too much time to recite to you. Suffice it to say, there are more than 35 million surgeries every year for just cancer. And that is more than the number of cars, the number of SUVs and trucks sold in the U.S. every year. That's like 17 million vehicles. So when undergoing surgery, your body's going to receive some drugs, some anesthetics, and anesthetics are going to kind of paralyze or minimize your muscle movement. So the post-op drugs are going to offer additional exposure to toxins, which tend to overtax your liver, and the average number of prescription drugs that are given after surgery is 9. They'll give you painkillers, antibiotics, immune suppressants, diuretics, stool softeners, blood pressure drugs, and sleeping medications. Surgery also usually requires x-rays, CT scans, MRI studies, which exposes you to radiation. So the result is radioactive substances as residues in your body, and in some cases, radioactive iodine may be part of the x-ray for a thyroid or heart diagnostic study. So radiation is also a cancer treatment using radioactive cobalt and radium to shrink tumors. Whew. Well, let's talk about drug therapy. So why are drugs so fast to work and yet so toxic? Well, prescription or street drugs produce a very rapid effect after it reaches the bloodstream and your organs. Drugs alter the way the body works, and this denotes toxicity and outweighs the therapeutic effect. Most pharmacologists believe that the desired effect is attributed to one chemical or plant compound, and the rest of the compounds are unimportant. So they separate the plant compounds to remove the buffer alkaloids, or they make a synthetic clone of these compounds, and that makes the isolated chemicals more toxic than they are in their original state. So think of the buffer alkaloids as natural safeguards, which help regulate the action of the medicinal compounds in your body. Also, you should realize that a drug has more than just one effect on your body, creating a secondary disease, but we call it a side effect. So if it were not a disease, your physician would not be able to prescribe another medication to address it. So be aware that most drugs have very small margins of safety. Let's talk about that secondary disease for a minute. With a tight margin, drugs offer, it's very easy to have negative reactions. A majority of the most popular medications can produce the following symptoms: skin rashes, anaphylactic shock, respiratory distress, yeast or bacteria overgrowth, dizziness, headache, joint pain, pulmonary damage, kidney stones, seizures, neurological damage, vision problems, and organ damage. So 60 of the most common medications cause light sensitivity and offer a greater risk of sunburn. So which medicines would these be? Well, drugs such as your diuretics, your antidepressants, your birth control pills, your antihistamines, your blood pressure and diuretic medicines, sulfa drugs, antiseptic creams, and your cancer drugs. So prescribed medications are frequently the fastest and easiest way to control a symptom, but do nothing to correct the cause of the condition. So using drug therapy to deal with an illness is like taking cocaine to deal with an emotional distress disorder. Eventually, you're going to have to address the emotions, and you're going to have to detox the system from the cocaine addiction. And in most cases, there are less toxic ways to deal with health issues. Well, let's look at some countermeasures quickly, because if you have experienced drug exposure, and most people have, there are natural therapies which can help the body recover. Using vitamin C and other antioxidants will assist the body to detox. And you can use herbs to boost the immune system, like echinacea, and these herbs help the liver like milk thistle, to regenerate and heal. Now, this will magnify the detoxification process, and do not use immune-boosting herbs with any antibiotics or immune system suppressant drugs. They work against one another. Now, after the drug therapy is done, you can start to begin to detox the system one organ at a time. And for this, you're going to use organ cleansing designed to pull the impurities and toxins from the tissue and the blood system. So these cleanses, along with your immune boosting, can actually reverse the suppressant effects of a lot of these drugs you were on. Herbs, to look for, you might want to use echinacea root and astragalus root and milk thistle herb. Garlic, I wouldn't use garlic with anticoagulants, though, because that's too much of a blood-thinning action. American and Siberian ginseng are good, as well as red clover. This list of herbs is at your disposal, and they're safe. They have years of clinical testing behind them, and I use them personally myself every chance I get. Now, it's an amazing thing when people discover that they can remove heavy metals, particulates, particles, cancer cells, radioactive particles, over 2,000 pharmaceutical residues with some simple herbs. You know, people just, you know, kind of dismiss herbs as being weak and non-effective. Oh, contraire. If you look at the scriptures, the Holy Bible says herbs are here for the service of man, and God says herbs are meat. Meat means they're powerful. They have some punch. They got some support. They got lots of minerals, they have lots of vitamins, they have photochemicals, amino acid action. They actually will revitalize and rejuvenate organs and help them to balance and operate like they should. So everything under the sun has been pretty much perverted by Satan in the medical community, in my opinion. What better way to hurt mankind than to make man think he has a healing when he has none at all? It's an illusion. So the new health regulations in Obamacare are really going to drive up the cost of healing, going to drive your physicians right out of that medical practice, and you're going to have people with no training, people who don't care, dealing with your health issues. So I think more than ever before, I think you're going to have to just take the bull by the horns and learn to do some things yourself. And very basic things can really stop a lot of major problems down the road. So get your clean water, get your organic food going, get your medicinal herbs stocked up, because at some point you're not going to have access to a lot of things that you have access today. I really believe that. So our creator expects us to prepare, and that's what we're going to do. And we're always preparing for something or another, okay? So check out the list of products that are on the powerherbs.com website. They do have a cold and flu package, which is very popular this time of year. It gives you over half a dozen powerful herbal extracts, liquids at your disposal to deal with a myriad of problems regarding the flu season. So you have tools to shorten the duration of illness, and there's always product support from the folks at Apothecary Herbs. There's a way to get over the flu in 2 days. And you want to know how to do that, then call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They instruct you on how to do it. And why languish on the sofa or in the bed for 5 to 7 days or longer with the flu when it's not necessary? And that's in a flu shot, in my opinion, I think you're going to give yourself the flu. I really do. It's just not natural to inject pathogens into the bloodstream like that. The bloodstream, you talk about a shock to the immune system. I mean, by the time pathogens are in the bloodstream, they should have been going through so many levels of your immune system that by the time they're there, the immune system thinks they're supposed to be there, which not good, folks, just not good. There's no antibody protection. You can ask any biologist about that, any immune system expert about that. Doctors know this. That's why they don't get the shots. They don't get the – I don't know what they're doing now with the hospitals cracking down on that. Got to get the flu shot or you get fired. Well, I think we'll save we're going to talk about bad breath, I think, next time if we get time when we talk with Christine Horner on the 22nd. So I hope you're here for that show. She's going to enlighten us about breast cancer. So I hope you can join us there. But if you have a health segment you'd like me to add to the list, let me know. Send me an email from the powerherbs.com website or give me a call Monday through Friday at Apothecary Herbs. The toll-free number again is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. So your healthcare options just became endless. Yeah. You're not supposed to need a pharmaceutical company to stay healthy, folks. Is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.